Imagine you buy like a beautiful brand new piece of furniture from a store you've trusted for years.
Right, something really nice for the living room.
Exactly. So you bring it inside, you set it up, lock your front door, and go to sleep. But what you don't know is that an invisible autonomous spy was built into the woodwork at the factory.
Oh,
Yeah.
wow.
And by the time you wake up, your entire house is completely empty. No alarms were triggered. The locks aren't broken. Actually, you just lost everything.
That is a terrifying thought.
It is. And that is exactly what is happening to the global internet right now. I mean, it is June 2026, and that traditional image of cyber warfare, like, a lone hacker in a hoodie manually breaking down firewalls, that is officially dead.
Oh, completely dead. We have crossed a major threshold recently. Human armies have been pretty much entirely replaced by automated machines and generative AI.
Yeah.
And the sheer velocity of these attacks means that defending your digital infrastructure or even just your personal data requires this massive fundamental shift in how we perceive trust.
Right.
We are dealing with threat vectors that operate at speeds human defenders literally cannot match.
Which is exactly why we are here. Welcome to the deep dive, everyone. Our mission today is to just tear into the newly released Tekken Special dossier.
Yes, the Cyber Radar and Security Earthquakes 2026 report is a big one.
It's huge. We are going to dissect five massive cyber threats that are currently shaking the globe. And we'll be drawing straight from the technical analyses, system logs, and open source intelligence found in this mega report.
Basically, the publicly available digital breadcrumbs these attackers leave behind.
Exactly.
And this dossier, I have to say, it's a masterclass in modern exploitation.
Oh, absolutely.
It maps out how attackers are completely circumventing traditional defenses, right? Scaling their operations to an industrial level and weaponizing the very tools we rely on every single day to do our jobs.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because reading through this dossier, the scale is just staggering to me.
It really is.
It's like waking up to realize burglars aren't using lockpicks anymore. They're deploying these invisible drones that just phase right through your
That's
walls.
a great way to put it.
And to understand how these drones operate, we have to start where they first make contact, right?
Right.
Before we even look at how hackers manipulate human psychology, we have to see how they are effortlessly bypassing the world's most formidable digital front doors.
Right. Which brings us to the whole Palo Alto Networks catastrophe.
Yeah, that was wild.
I mean, Palo Alto is essentially the gold standard for enterprise cybersecurity. When government agencies or, international energy grids or massive hospital networks need a firewall, this is the hardware they
This is
use.
the top tier.
Exactly. But in mid-June, they published this unprecedented security advisory regarding a critical vulnerability in their PAN-OS operating system.
Yeah, the dossier specifically highlights CVE 2026-0257, which, targets global protect portals.
Right.
And for anyone listening who uses a corporate VPN to work from home, that global protect gateway is the secure tunnel connecting your laptop to your home office. It is supposed to be an absolute fortress.
Was supposed to be, yeah.
But this specific bug is an authentication bypass vulnerability, and it scores a massive 7.8 out of 10 on the CVSS severity scale.
And we should probably look at why that score triggered such an absolute panic across the industry.
Please do.
Traditionally, breaching a secure gateway requires immense effort, right? An attacker has to steal a password, find some convoluted way around two-factor authentication, and then forge a session token.
Which takes time.
It takes time, and it generates a massive amount of noise in the system logs. Network administrators see those failed login attempts, and they just shut the connection down.
But with this vulnerability, all that noise just completely disappears. The dossier breaks down the mechanism here. Attackers send a meticulously crafted payload to the portal, and the system instantly authenticates them as a legitimate user.
Or sometimes even a system administrator.
Wait, really? A full admin?
Yeah.
Full admin access.
That is insane.
Yeah.
They don't supply a password. They don't intercept a text message. It's basically like a VIP bouncer at the world's most exclusive club, letting anyone in just because they handed over a completely blank piece of paper.
That is exactly what it's like. The flaw exists in how the firewall parses the initial request. It fails to validate the cryptographic contents of the authentication token.
It just sees a token and says, cool.
Right. It merely checks that a token was presented at all. And because the system accepts that blank paper so cleanly, your internal security cameras, like the intrusion detection systems, they see absolutely nothing wrong. They just log a successful authorized entry.
Unbelievable. And once inside, the dossier outlines this lateral movement phase, and this isn't some quick smash and grab, right?
Not at all. They casually map the internal network, they scan for Active Directory servers, locate the highly sensitive databases, and just quietly plant persistent backdoors.
It's just hanging out.
Yeah, they prep their ransomware payloads over days, sometimes weeks, entirely undetected.
Wow. But the part of this report that really caught my attention was the timeline. Because Palo Alto acknowledged the flaw. They released a patch. But then the dossier details this massive issue with the patch lag.
Oh, the patch lag is the real killer here, because applying a core firmware update to a hospital's primary firewall isn't like, you know, updating an app on your phone.
Right. It's not a tap and forget situation.
No, it requires coordinated network downtime. You have to do extensive testing to ensure life-saving medical devices don't suddenly disconnect. You need layers of administrative approval. It takes days.
So what does this all mean for the global supply chains and hospitals that rely on this hardware if the patch lag leaves them sitting ducks? Like, what happens in those days?
This raises an important question. Why do we still assume we have a grace period when a vulnerability is announced?
Right, because we definitely don't.
We really don't. The moment Palo Alto published that advisory, attackers did not sit down at their keyboards to manually hunt for unpatched servers. They launched automated scanner bots.
These are the drones we talked about.
Exactly. These are autonomous scripts that literally never sleep. They pinged millions of IP addresses across the internet simultaneously, hunting exclusively for that human delay in patching. They hunt the lag.
They hunt the lag. Wow. And the financial fallout from this was immediate. The dossier notes Palo Alto's stock saw extreme volatility, basically putting Wall Street in a state of extreme caution and fear.
Well, and the markets understand the implications here. If a zero-day vulnerability can turn the world's best firewall into an open door, and bots can exploit it faster than human IT teams can even schedule a reboot, the perimeter is essentially dead.
Yeah.
Organizations just have to operate under the assumption that the invisible drones are already inside the network.
Which forces attackers to evolve again, right? I mean, if organizations start segmenting their internal networks to trap these intruders, or if patch times get dramatically faster, the attackers have to pivot.
They always pivot.
Why spend time trying to break a complex digital lock when you can just, you know, manipulate the person holding the key?
Uh-huh.
And that shift brings us to the Industrial Revolution of phishing.
Ah, yes, the takedown of the Outsider Enterprise Syndicate.
Yeah, let's talk about that. In late June, a joint operation between the FBI, Google Threat Intelligence, and Black Lotus Labs dismantled this massive China-based operation.
And they weren't just hacking. That's the crazy part.
No. They had built a multi-million dollar software company on the dark web, utilizing a phishing-as-a-service model.
Phishing-as-a-service, or FACE, the business model is terrifyingly streamlined now.
Oh, it's so corporate.
Right. A low-level criminal doesn't need to know how to code HTML or set up a spoof domain anymore. Outsider Enterprise built a proprietary AI engine.
So anyone could just buy access.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A customer could log into this clean, user-friendly dashboard, type in a target brand, say like a specific regional bank, and the AI would instantly generate tens of thousands of pixel-perfect phishing URLs.
Just instantly.
Instantly. And the automation extended to the distribution as well. They integrated large language models to draft the actual phishing emails.
Which used to be the easy way to spot a scam, right?
Totally. Historically, phishing emails are so easy to spot. They have bad grammar, strange formatting, they trigger corporate spam filters. But these LLMs were trained on the official corporate communications of over 400 global brands.
Wow.
So they produced emails with mathematically flawless corporate tone.
The dossier estimates the damage at over $45 million, with over 1 million AI-generated URLs deployed before the servers were finally seized. But hold on, though.
Yeah.
Here's where it gets really interesting. If this AI engine is spitting out millions of totally unique, pixel-perfect sites every single second.
Yeah.
Traditional antivirus software is completely blind to this, right?
Completely blind.
I mean, legacy antivirus is looking for known threats. This means every single attack is essentially a zero day.
Yes. It fundamentally breaks the signature matching model we've relied on for decades.
Explain how that works for those who might not know.
Sure. Legacy antivirus checks incoming files against a massive database of known bad code. If a human writes a virus, it gets caught, hashed, and added to the list.
Like a digital wanted poster.
Exactly like a wanted poster. But Outsider's AI generates entirely novel code for every single campaign. There is no history. The database is totally useless against a machine that invents new disguises in milliseconds.
So how do you even fight that? Because the way they were finally caught is fascinating. Google didn't try to play whack-a-mole blocking 1 million individual websites, did they?
No, they couldn't. It's impossible.
The dossier explains that Google's machine learning systems actually analyzed the behavioral algorithms of the malicious AI itself. They found the digital signature, the accent, basically, of the code being generated.
And that is the defining technological leap of this entire conflict.
Yeah.
When a human codes a web page, it is inherently a little messy, but an AI structures CSS and nests HTML elements in this hyper-efficient, mathematically rigid way.
It's too perfect.
Way too perfect. So Google's defensive ML stopped looking at what the website was pretending to be and started analyzing the structural syntax of how it was actually built.
Oh, that is so smart.
They mapped the artificial perfection of outsiders' code. Once they had that behavioral signature, Google's safe browsing blacklisted all 1 million domains simultaneously.
Literally machines fighting machines.
Yeah.
Behavioral detection neutralizing generative algorithms. And apparently, defensive AI startups saw their valuation surge 40% immediately following this takedown, just because everyone realized human defenders can't win this fight alone anymore.
No, humans are too slow. But, you know, while Outsider Enterprise was busy faking corporate perfection to steal millions, another group realized that imperfection and raw human emotion is a much more effective lever.
Right. Let's move on to the Sniper D syndicate. The dossier has some grim details on this one.
Yeah, this was uncovered by threat intelligence researchers at Group IB. This group operates primarily in the Middle East and North Africa, the MENA region, and the methodology is, well, it's a masterclass in localized psychological manipulation.
Outsider was casting these huge global nets trying to trick corporate employees. SniperDs does the exact opposite. They weaponize the algorithms of viral social media to target the most vulnerable individuals possible.
Highly targeted.
Yeah. They use sponsored Facebook posts and Telegram links, but they impeccably impersonate local government ministries.
Because they actually understand the socioeconomic context of their targets. They don't just send spam. They deploy localized Arabic and Persian posts offering things like free mobile data for the holidays or registration for emergency government welfare subsidies.
Which people desperately need.
Exactly. They wait for periods of economic strain and launch targeted campaigns directly into the feeds of people actively searching for financial relief.
It's like a mugger dressing up as a charity worker right in the middle of a crowded town square. It's not just a bad ad hiding in a digital space. It's a heat-seeking missile powered by Meta's own ad targeting algorithms, specifically programmed to lock onto financial desperation.
That's a brutal way to describe it, but it's totally accurate.
And when someone clicks the link in that sponsored post, they don't get taken to a fake login screen. They get hit with this jarring full-screen browser warning in their native language, claiming their device is severely compromised.
Right, which induces pure panic.
Panic, yeah. And it forces them to download an essential security app to proceed.
But of course, that app is a highly advanced form of Android spyware.
Naturally.
The user downloads the APK file, bypassing the Google Play Store, and grants it basic permissions. The spyware then goes completely dormant. It just waits patiently until the user opens their legitimate banking application.
And the moment they try to log in, the trap just snaps shut.
Yep. The spyware utilizes Android's accessibility features to actually read the screen.
Oh, wow.
When the bank sends the two-factor authentication SMS code, the spyware intercepts the text, forwards it to the attackers, and immediately deletes the notification from the victim's phone.
So they don't even know what happened.
They have no idea. The attackers drain the account in seconds, and the victim never even sees the text message arrive.
God. The dossier dedicates a whole subsection to the psychology of poverty here. It is incredibly predatory. But it also begs a massive question about the platforms themselves. I mean, why are massive platforms like Meta allowing such an abysmal regulatory vacuum for fake government pages to buy sponsored ads?
Well, the regulatory vacuum exists mostly because of massive blind spots in automated moderation. Platforms like Meta, they heavily optimize their security algorithms to detect global English-speaking threats.
Oh,
when you shift the attack into localized regional dialects and embed it within highly specific, culturally relevant socioeconomic contexts, the global moderation tools simply don't recognize the context of the fraud.
They just don't see it.
To the algorithm, it just looks like a normal local ad.
Wow. Okay, so we've looked at attackers shattering the perimeter with Palo Alto. We've seen them deploy AI to trick the corporate world with Outsider. and we've watched them weaponize social media algorithms to exploit individual financial desperation with sniper Ds.
It's been a busy year for cybercrime,
to say the least.
Yeah.
But the dossier saves the most insidious threat for last.
Yeah.
What happens when you bypass all of that security by simply inviting the attacker inside your own house?
Right. The final section of the report details the poisoning of the software supply chain.
This one messed with me a bit, I won't lie.
It's unsettling. This is where the concept of digital trust completely fractures, specifically through massive platforms like WordPress and Google Chrome.
Let's start with WordPress. I mean, it powers roughly 40% of the entire internet. The dossier outlines a highly sophisticated supply chain attack targeting incredibly reputable marketing plugins.
Yes.
We were talking about tools that legitimate businesses install every single day. Plugins like Optin Monster, Push Engage, and TrustPulse.
Tools you're probably supposed to trust.
Right. And the threat actors didn't hack the individual websites using these tools. They compromised the actual developers who make the tools, injecting hidden JavaScript into the official legitimate software updates.
And the architecture of this malware is brilliant, primarily because of its restraint.
How?
Well, typically, malicious code executes the moment it lands on a server. It tries to steal data or encrypt files immediately, which instantly triggers the server's antivirus.
It's too loud.
Way too loud. But this injected JavaScript is entirely obfuscated. When a regular customer visits the compromised website, the script does absolutely nothing.
It just sits in the dark watching the door.
Exactly. It monitors the browser session cookies. It is waiting for a very specific event, the exact moment the system administrator logs into the WordPress backend.
Oh, man.
When the admin authenticates, the script finally springs to life. And because it executes within the trusted environment of the administrator's own browser session, using a plugin the admin intentionally installed and authorized.
The server's security software just assumes that it's a legitimate administrative action.
Precisely.
So while the admin is just, I don't know, updating a blog post or checking their analytics, the script silently creates a brand new hidden administrative account in the background with a randomized password.
Yep.
It basically installs a permanent backdoor into the website's architecture. It really feels like buying that beautiful piece of furniture we talked about at the beginning from a brand you implicitly trust, only to realize the spy was already built into the woodwork before it ever arrived at your house.
It's the ultimate betrayal of trust. And this exact mechanism is being deployed against individual users every single day through browser extensions, too.
Oh, yeah, the Chrome extensions.
Cloud security researchers recently unveiled an operation involving over 152 malicious Google Chrome extensions.
And these weren't advertised as hacking tools, obviously. They disguised themselves as simple utilities, you know, live wallpapers,
yeah,
weather checkers, or like little cosmetic tweaks for the browser.
Things people install without thinking twice.
Right. And they successfully navigated Google's automated review processes and made it into the official Chrome Web Store, where over 105,000 people downloaded them.
They bypassed the initial review by delaying the deployment of their malicious payload.
Same kind of restraint.
Exactly. For the first few days, they act perfectly normally. You get your weather update, you get your live wallpaper. But once the coast is clear, they hijack the browser.
What are they doing once they hijack it?
They operate entirely in the background, utilizing invisible web frames to commit massive click fraud. They load heavily monetized ads, perform fake clicks on banners, and simulate human browsing behavior.
So they turn your computer into a zombie clicking on ads?
Pretty much. Entirely draining your system's RAM and processing power, all while generating around $12,000 a day in illicit revenue for the syndicate.
12 grand a day. And the kicker here is, even when Google discovers the fraud and purges the extensions from the official store, they don't disappear from your computer.
Nope, they stay right there.
You have to manually dig into your browser settings and delete them yourself. We can't even trust highly reputable marketing tools or basic browser wallpapers. How on earth do we navigate the web safely? I mean, think about the extensions you currently have installed in your browser right now. Do you actually know what they are doing in the background?
Probably not. If we connect this to the bigger picture, we have arrived at what the Tekken dossier calls the end of blind trust.
The end of blind trust.
Absolute security is an illusion. The greatest vulnerability in 2026 isn't a firewall misconfiguration anymore. It is our willingness to install third-party code simply because it offers a minor convenience.
We just want the shiny new thing.
We do. System administrators and everyday users alike really must adopt a strict minimal plugin policy. If a piece of software isn't critical to your survival, it is an open window waiting to be exploited.
Okay, let's take a breath and look at the whole board here. We have journeyed from the shattered gateways of Palo Alto's elite hardware, where bots hunt the patch lag in literally milliseconds.
Mm-hmm.
We've explored the massive automated AI phishing factories of Outsider Enterprise, where the only defense is a machine learning algorithm checking the mathematical syntax of artificial code.
Right.
We've seen the tragic, hyper-localized exploitation of the MENA region's economic struggles by sniper Ds. And we finally uncovered the poison supply chains lurking in the WordPress plugins and Chrome extensions we just willingly invite into our lives.
It's a lot to take in, but the undeniable through line connecting every single one of these events is automation.
Yeah. Automation is everything now.
The landscape has fundamentally shifted. We are no longer defending against human adversaries typing on keyboards. We are defending against algorithms that iterate, adapt, and exploit at the speed of light.
And that reality is sending shockwaves far beyond the IT department.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned earlier that Palo Alto's stock took a severe hit following their breach, while defensive AI startups saw incredible surges in their valuations. Wall Street isn't just passively watching this. They are reacting to it.
Oh, they are actively repricing risk across the board. And that leads to a really profound paradigm shift.
Let's hear it.
Think about this. If AI is rewriting the rules of attack so rapidly that even the biggest tech giants are left scrambling, and investors are completely reevaluating their portfolios based on these invisible breaches,
yeah,
could a company's cyber defensive capabilities soon become the single most important metric for its financial survival on Wall Street?
Overriding everything else.
We are approaching a reality where a fortress-like AI defense could entirely outweigh a company's actual revenue when investors decide what a business is truly worth. Digital armor is becoming more valuable than the product itself.
Wow. Digital armor over revenue. It's a wild thought to leave you with, but that is the reality of June 2026. Keep your network segmented, stay aggressively paranoid about every single extension you install, and never assume a blank piece of paper is just a blank piece of paper.
Great advice.
Thanks for joining us on this exploration. The guy in the hoodie is gone. The drones are already in the walls. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.